Welcome to Real Money Radio, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. Here's your host, certified financial planner, David Holland.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Glad you're with us because we've got another great show lined up for you, returning guests. And you know what I say about returning guests? When they come back, they don't sneak in, okay? It's not like they call and catch me off guard and we put them on the radio. It's because they're good. And because of that, we do some screening, and we are very happy to welcome back Craig Israelson. He is a PhD, teaches an executive in residence program at Utah Valley University Personal Financial Planning Program. So if you're teaching Personal Financial Planning Program, then, boy, you must know something. Well, you'll find out why we have Craig back in just a second. He's a developer of the 712 portfolio, the numeral 7. So you put the 7 and then write out 12. So 712portfolio.com. And of course, there's a book as well, 712, A Diversified Investment Portfolio with a Plan. And then there are other books as well by Craig, Your Nest Egg Game Plan, How to Get Your Finances Back on Track to Create a Lifetime Income Stream. Boy, that's what we all need. And The Thrifty Investor, Pennywise Strategies for Investors on a Budget. And aren't we all? So very relevant books from Craig. We're glad to welcome him back. PhD in Family Resource Management from Brigham Young University and has done a lot of teaching, again, in the financial planning field, a lot of research in the mutual fund portfolios, designing portfolios to last through your retirement years. He writes monthly for Financial Planning Magazine, which, of course, is part of what brought him back to us. He had a couple of recent articles that were very relevant, interesting. A Magic Formula is the title of his most recent article, A Handful of Numbers That Can Help You Determine the Withdrawal Rate That Will Make It Work for You in Retirement. That's what we're going to be talking about. So, Craig, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, David. Glad to be here.
Yeah, listen, thanks for being with us. And I want to dive in because we could probably spend a good day talking about these subjects, although it may end up just being you and me after a little while. So let's hit the high points here because, you know, people say, okay, well, where are you guys going? What are you talking about? So the question is, and I know I'll give you a nice loaded question to answer here. Is there a magic formula, Craig, for people to figure out how much money they need to retire so that they can answer that age old question?
Yeah, the title's kind of sexy of the article.
It is.
There is something magic about just the raw mathematics of it. And let me kind of lay that out. In terms of a magic number, a certain number, we don't really approach it that way. What's magic about it is the consistency of, quote, a magic approach, which is, think about the income you have right before you retire. So let's say that's $100,000. So a person has $100,000 and they think, you know, that's a good income for us.
Okay.
That's what we want to replace.
Okay.
Or some portion of it.
Right.
Then so the magic is, okay, let's just think about how much we have saved in our retirement account relative to that income that we're trying to replace. So if we're making $100,000, and we have saved $1 million. We have $1 million in our retirement account. That means we have a multiple, what I call the RAM, the retirement account multiple, RAM, of 10. So if you've saved up 10 times your income, you have a RAM of 10.
Okay.
And that's the magic approach because it works across anyone. Once we get away from a certain number and get into a multiple, now the multiple is transferable to everybody. And so, like a free throw percentage.
Sure. You
know, percentages, they work from little kids up to the pros. So the RAM, say you have a RAM of 10, and you choose a withdrawal rate of 4%. You're going to take out 4% each year of your portfolio. You have 10, RAM of 10, times 4, 4% withdrawal rate, that equals 40. 10 times 4 is 40. That 40 represents your income replacement.
Okay.
So in other words, 40%. 40% replacement, meaning, in this case, $40,000.
All right. So you're with a RAM of 10 and the goal of 100, you're 40% in terms of either, you could either accept 40% replacement of income, or you're 40% of the way toward accumulating enough for the desired income you'd like to have.
Yeah, and the assumption kind of is that there's going to be some other sources,
mm-hmm.
at least in the near term, there's going to be Social Security for most people.
Yeah,
Others may have a little pension that adds into it. So the idea that your investment portfolio provides 100% of your retirement income, that's not the typical assumption for most people or most advisors.
Sure.
Some percentage. And if I were to guess what maybe a common percentage is that the retirement portfolio provides of that retirement income, I would guess around 50 to 60%.
I would have said 60 if you had quizzed me without setting it up. And you know, that's based on just pure anecdotal, you know, experience with people coming in and visiting with me. And you know, you make a good point. And I wonder if some of this conventional thought about how much income people need or what percentage they need to replace of their current working income, I wonder if, Craig, is some of that is built into the fact that they will get these other sources of income.
Oh, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just as I do the analysis, just the raw numbers of retirement income, really challenging to put together a scenario where the portfolio provides all the income needed.
Right.
What happens is you either have to have a really big RAM, you know, like a 20, you've saved up 20 times your final income.
Right.
Or you have to use a high withdrawal rate. And if
right.
you use a high withdrawal rate, then you really endanger the portfolio in terms of how long it can last.
That's a very good point, and I'll tell you this also, just from personal experience working with clients over the years, Craig, that the most successful plans, and this will be very counter of what people are going to expect me to say here, you'll probably guess what I'm going to say, the most successful plans that I've seen, that I've been able to build with clients, are the ones that have the lowest withdrawal rate as compared to how much money they have. So that calculation you're talking about, when you put that, you know, in practical application, the most successful plans, the ones that are the most realistic, are the ones where people's expectations are not huge based on how much they've accumulated versus the ones where they are needing or expecting or wanting this high withdrawal rate.
Yeah, and we can look back in history. I've built a couple of sort of representative retirement portfolio models. One model is primarily fixed income. So it's bonds and cash, about 75% in bonds and cash, 25% in stocks, U.S. stock. And if a person's using a 7% withdrawal rate, that conservative, mostly fixed income portfolio only survived 35 years,
yeah,
21% of the time. We look back over the last 90 years, the last nine decades, if you have a high withdrawal rate and a primarily bond portfolio, that thing only lasted 35 years 21% of the time.
Wow.
Whereas if that's a 65-35 portfolio, 65% stocks, 35% bonds and cash, it survived 71% of the time. As we look at all of these rolling 35-year periods.
Right.
So it's really, really dependent. Portfolio survival during retirement is so dependent on the withdrawal rate, and the higher it is, the less likely that thing's going to last for 35 years. And what happens to the portfolio in the first 3 or 4 or 5 years?
Yeah. Well, then
it gets hammered.
You beat me to it. I was going to say, how about sequence of return, Craig?
Yeah, that's a really big deal.
Yeah. Well, if you're
just that's why we build a diversified portfolio. So, like, we have a 2008 out of the gate. So, a person retires, and then that same year they have a 2008 kind of experience. That's exactly why we build a diversified portfolio. So, in that particular year, we would not make withdrawals from most of the buckets,
right?
Most of the asset classes in our model. We would look to the cash.
That's right.
You know, to make our withdrawal and let their portfolio recover for a year or two.
Yeah. Can you see my pad of paper from where you are? Because that's exactly what I was going to ask you next about diversification. Let's grab a quick break. Craig Israelson, ladies and gentlemen, PhD, And Craig is the developer of 712 Portfolio, and it's 712portfolio.com. We're going to grab a quick break. Word from our great sponsor. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
The Rice and Rose Law Firm is celebrating 30 years of service in Volusia and Flagler counties. I'm Paul Rice, and I'm board certified in divorce and family law. I focus on representing divorcing spouses over the age of 50. For those previously divorced individuals who desire to marry again but want to avoid the expense and acrimony of another contested divorce, I specialize in drafting prenuptial and postnuptial agreements. You can contact me in our Daytona Beach office at 257-1222 or visit my website at ricerosenlaw.com.
Are you looking for convenient, straightforward financial information? Just say no to superficial sales presentations and yes to the free Real Money app. Get David Holland's new app for your smartphone or tablet. Just search Real Money with David Holland at your mobile device's store. You'll be able to access 17 educational TV shows, plus hundreds of radio shows and financial columns, all in the palm of your hand and on your schedule. So very easy and so very important to you. Again, to download the free app, search Real Money with David Holland.
Hey, David Holland here. I'd like you to listen closely to a few words from my good friends, Tony Papandrea and Florida Hospital Hospice Care Foundation.
Hi, I'm Tony, chairman of the Florida Hospital Hospice Care Foundation. If you need more income now with some tax advantages and would like to leave a future benefit for Florida Hospital Hospice Care, a charitable gift annuity might be a good fit for you. Learn how to include charitable gift annuities in your financial planning. They could benefit you with higher tax advantage yields than you are getting now and benefit Florida Hospital Hospice Care later. Call us at 386-586-4440 for more information.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Who says math isn't sexy? Let me tell you, we're just digging into some wonderful analysis and ways of thinking about your retirement and how to plan your income and make sure it's going to last as long as you do with Craig Israelson. He's our guest today, PhD, developer of the 712 Portfolio, 712portfolio.com, number 7, then spell out 12portfolio.com. And we started to get into a couple of things really right there before the break, Craig. I want to come back to it. And number one, of course, is the very dangerous game of not being diversified and, you know, not having your money spread out and where you can get in big trouble if we have a big market drop. And I've run the numbers, I'm sure like you have, that if you just catch some bad luck, so to speak, if you're too much in the market or not diversified enough, you know, just really puts you behind the eight ball and almost makes it impossible to recover if you've just retired at the wrong time with the wrong market environment and the wrong strategy.
Yeah, and that's particularly the case for a person that's feeling kind of brave with their retirement money mm-hmm. and they put a lot of it in equities or stocks.
Yeah.
And that's not necessarily, as I look at rolling 35-year periods over the last 9 decades or even rolling 25-year periods, there are a lot of periods where a more aggressive approach played out very nicely. But the problem is you don't know in advance which 25-year period that's going to be. And there were a couple that ended quite poorly.
Sure.
And so we have to approach it with the obvious realization that we're not clairvoyant.
Yeah.
And you know, if we knew in advance, there's a funny little anecdote or realization. Diversification is only for people who don't know the future.
That's right. Just us.
Yeah, just us. And so there are a lot of times we see analysis and we think, crud, I would have bought here, sold here, bought here, sold here.
Hey, looks easy to me.
It's really easy to drive, you know, with all that perfect foresight
right.
and perfect hindsight. So diversification is not always the most satisfying approach because you're blending a bunch of different asset classes, i.e. mutual funds or ETFs, and you're never going to be the winner.
That's
right. The winner is going to be one of those that you have in your grab bag. The winner is not going to be all of them put together.
That's right.
But likewise, the grab bag, the diversified model is not going to be the loser. And what happens in, and this is another kind of irony, people will have a diversified portfolio, and they may have a fairly significant chunk in cash or short-term bonds or so forth as a retiree. Then the market tanks like 2008. Well, in the model that I've designed, the 712 model, there's 12 ingredients. 10 of them had negative returns in 2008, but two didn't. And those two that didn't, U.S. bonds had about a 5% return. And cash had a 1.5% return,
right?
Which is kind of funny to think about now. You know,
we
had cash paying 1.5%, we'd be so tickled.
Yeah, exactly. But the ironic part of that is going into a heavy on cash now might not be necessarily the best strategy. You know, I know as you pump out these articles on financial planning, the website and writing for that organization, the magazine, that you sometimes have to come up with clever titles. Craig, I thought of one as you were describing that. I think you should write one and call it "Diversification is for the Ignorant," because
yeah,
that's what it is. Diversification is for ignorant. It's not diversification is for ignorant, not dumb. So
yeah,
it's because we don't know. It's not that we aren't smart. It's just we're smart. Therefore, we know that we don't know what's going to happen, and we've got to be diversified. And that really, you know, I think drives some investors crazy, especially if they're working with an advisor like me, where I say, "Look, I don't know what the market's going to do," and they look at me like, "What? Well, what am I paying you for? Well, how much time do you have? Let me explain." You know, and it's funny, I've taken it a step further. I have 4 crystal balls in my office. Okay?
We got one. They're all broken.
Yeah, they all say financial planning require a crystal ball broken. So that's the challenge. So this diversification thing is because we don't know, and we've got to be, and then you're in a position for what you just said, for 2008, to have cash to work with and not have to sell out and do what I call, which is dollar cost ravaging instead of averaging, having to take money out of an account that's down.
Yeah, that's a useful term, this dollar cost ravaging. Well, there's a certain amount of hubris that some investors initially have to struggle with, and then they get hammered by any number of events, either market events or their own behavior.
Sure.
And then as we approach this whole process with a bit more humility and recognize that we can't anticipate the future. I mean, a similar analogy would be, well, listen, for heaven's sakes, don't pay for homeowners insurance every month.
Right.
Just buy it the day before you actually need it.
That's right.
And don't pay for automobile insurance all the time. Just buy it the day before you have the accident.
Right, right.
I mean, people realize, well, that's lunacy. I can't know that. Exactly. And it's the same. We're in the same boat as it pertains to asset class performance.
Do you know why, Craig? You know what it is, Craig? You know why there is that disconnect? I just had this realization. I'll tell you why the people are so confused out there. And again, this is another subject you can write about. It's because there's nobody on television telling you, don't buy hurricane insurance, or I can tell you when to buy hurricane insurance, or I can tell you when to buy your auto insurance, or I can tell you when you're going to have your next accident. But for the financial world, there are people doing that. We have the guys on television that, you know, throw coffee cups around and roll up their shirt sleeves and take a sledgehammer to a watermelon, and they act like they know and can tell you when. That's why there's a disconnect.
Yeah, that's a good point. That is unique, I suppose, in this the venue of...
Exactly.
...of having to take action.
Right.
Without perfect knowledge.
Right.
And
there's
so
no...
there's money to be made if a person can present themselves as kind of a soothsayer.
Exactly.
An anticipator, because people naturally want that.
Sure.
But in the area of liability, i.e. insurance, obvious that no one can know that. And somehow we get suckered into a situation where we want to believe that that can be the case in the investment world.
Exactly. And that's the challenge, because the people are selling the investors on, hey, we know what's going to happen and we can tell you how to do it and all this gobbledygook and predictability and the clairvoyance that you spoke of, versus on the liability side where we're saying these bad things can happen. So the sale is in being prepared and actually buying the insurance or having those things. So it's kind of the opposite of what's going on in the financial world. But that's why there's a disconnect. And of course, that's why we do shows like this, Craig, is to help clarify and dispel some of that nonsense of what's promulgated out there of folks that try to say, well, you can predict the future.
You know, I've really determined in my personal life that if I'm willing to sacrifice and save, we try to save about 15% of our income. And if that, and we have to some, you know, we have to make some sacrifices to do that. And if that investment portfolio that I'm contributing to each year, you know, by that amount, if that investment portfolio averages 7 to 8% return over the long haul, we win.
Mm.
I mean, we just win.
Right.
And I don't know what win means. I don't have an actual number, but I just know that we will have sufficient for our needs. And the other part is, if I'm willing to sacrifice and, you know, kind of grow my portfolio the old-fashioned way, mm-hmm. by some sacrifice,
right?
That amount, that money, that portfolio means something different to me.
Right.
As opposed to a minimal investment and an outrageous return, that's almost like the lottery.
Well,
and so
exactly.
The way we come to an account value, the way that we grow it, changes how we feel about it, how we approach it, how we respect it.
Sure. That makes sense. Just joining us, ladies and gentlemen, Craig Israelson is our guest today, developer and biggest fan himself of a great strategy, which he's deploying for his, for his own purposes, and you got to admire that. 712 Portfolio, that's the name of the investment program. Lots more information about it and how you can potentially apply it to your personal situation, 712portfolio.com. Quick break, word from our sponsors, and right back with Craig.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Get the gift of opportunity. Support The Y.
For more information on what your Y does and how you can help, visit vfymca.org/give.
The Y, for a better us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dan Drake. My staff and I have enjoyed delivering excellent, lasting dental care to countless patients for many years. We are a modern dental practice offering a full range of services, including cosmetic, implant, Invisalign, and general dentistry. Additionally, I am one of only a few dentists licensed to perform IV sedation, sleep dentistry to help those of you who are anxious. My belief and commitment is to deliver outstanding dental care and positive patient experiences. We look forward to serving you. If you have a dental question or concern, don't hesitate to call us at 386-673-1611 or visit AtlanticDentists.com.
Hi, this is David Holland. I've been going to Dr. Drake's office for over 20 years. I trust them, and you can too.
Hi, this is Mike Peerless, NMLS number 1073735, Reverse Mortgage Director for Holland Mortgage Services, a subsidiary of Holland Financial. It used to be that people considered a reverse mortgage as a loan of last resort. In fact, our company's founder and host of this program, David Holland, was a skeptic himself. However, after many client requests, David investigated this product thoroughly and decided that a reverse mortgage could fit into one's overall financial plan. Holland Mortgage Services is a licensed Florida broker, and we can help you refinance your existing mortgage and stop making ongoing monthly mortgage payments. However, you're still responsible for payment of property taxes, homeowners insurance, and HOA fees. You can also tap your home's equity to pay off credit cards or put cash in the bank. Call 386-671-7526 today for a free evaluation. Sometimes, to move forward, you need to go reverse. That number again is 386-671-7526. Holland Mortgage Services, NMLS number 1432962.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Glad to be with you and glad to have Craig Israelson on the line with us, PhD, and he is the developer of 712 Portfolio, 712portfolio.com, and we're talking with Craig about his recent article in Financial Planning Magazine, and I appreciate his being with us. And you know, we talked about looking into the future, and there's a wonderful ancient quote I'm sure you're familiar with, Craig. Lao Tzu, 2,500 years ago, Chinese philosopher says, "Those who have knowledge don't predict. Those who predict don't have knowledge."
Knowledge, yeah.
And so there you go.
Yeah, yeah. Prediction is more of a spectator sport, and actual investing is a participation sport. So I've just seen, I guess, in my own behavior over the years, if I will commit to a plan and then just get my excitement somewhere else, you know, ride a bike in traffic.
Right, there you go. That'll do it. That will do it. That'll get your heart rate up.
Yeah. So the idea that investing should be one of your forms of excitement is where the train really comes off the track. That's not what it's about. And then the other thing you know, if you want to take volatility out of your portfolio, check it less often.
Oh, man, that's good. I was just thinking that. Yeah, just don't look at it very often. Stop looking. You know what it is? Stop looking at your investment statement that comes once a month as a gift or something you get excited about, like somebody sending you a birthday card. Okay? Don't get excited about that statement.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I hope it's going to be a good one.
I mean, it's kind of like planting an oak tree and then checking it every day.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it's not bamboo. I mean, bamboo grows fast. Oak trees don't.
Yeah, not just checking it, taking your pencil and shoving it down there and see, let me see if it's growing. And you disturb what's supposed to be going on, and you're meddling with it, which, of course, is what sometimes people do with their investment portfolios.
But I've also thought over the years, there may be a certain number of people that really have a keen interest in dabbling. And they really like that, and they enjoy that. And it's not necessarily addiction. They just really dig it.
Right, right.
So I thought, okay, why not have build a portfolio that's a broad-based, diversified core portfolio, and maybe it's 60 to 70% of the person's overall portfolio. Then they have the balance, you know, 20, 30% that they actively manage.
Right.
You know, they're trying to anticipate this or that.
Right,
they're making
right.
different purchases and sales and so forth. And, you know, sort of contain that
sequester
active,
the risk. Yeah.
You know, energy into one portion, but let the other just kind of do its slow and steady work. That might be a way of, maybe it's not an either or, maybe it's just kind of thoughtfully managing our own interests as far as, you know, how actively we attempt to manage our portfolio.
Well, we recommend that all the time, Craig, that we set aside separate money for somebody who wants to dabble and play with it. If you're just joining us, ladies and gentlemen, Craig Israelson has been our guest today, 712 Portfolio. He's the developer, and you'll find great stuff over at the website, 712portfolio.com. And the book is 712, A Diversified Investment Portfolio with a Plan. Craig, love to have you come back and enjoy the rant with you. And it's good stuff, and thank you for being with us.
Oh, my pleasure. Appreciate it.
Today's edition of Real Money Radio has been brought to you by Holland Financial, conveniently located on Granada Boulevard in Ormond Beach. Could you benefit from a one-on-one confidential conversation with David Holland, or would you like a second opinion to make sure that you're on the right track? Call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit us at planstronger.com to schedule your no-obligation consultation. David looks forward to discussing the financial issues that matter most to you. The host of Real Money Radio, David Holland, is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of experience. And because David provides advice to clients on a daily basis, his hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Commentary given during this radio program should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities are not an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual situation and only where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Real Money Radio is produced by Holland Productions.